people that can catch. I mean, Jordan Reed's developed into one of the top pass catching tight ends in the league. What makes him special?
I think his he's gained a lot of confidence and he's gained a lot of strength. You know, he's put a lot of good weight insofar as the weight room's concerned. With that weight's come confidence in his ability. He's learned a system, same system now. This is the third year, so he has a lot of confidence in the route and the route tree. And he's just got great instincts as far as man, zone, how to get open. He's quick in and out of cuts, and then he's got tremendous hands, and he's one of the best tight ends after the catch that there is.
John, no, you're probably not watching much film of Carson Wentz, but as a quarterback guy, what have you made of what he's done through four games as a rookie?
I think it's been great. You know, I know firsthand what it's like to coach a rookie. You know, I was had Andy Dalton for, his first year as a rookie, obviously. And, you know, there's some, things you have to go through. But, you know, when you have a professional quarterback that is willing to put the time in and has got the accuracy and got the toughness to stand in the pocket and deliver throws, and you can tell that he's got all the tools to be a great quarterback as far as instinctual things that you can't coach. You know, there's a lot of quarterbacks that have the arm and can run a little bit, but to stand in the pocket, buy time, get to your second, third progression with ease, you can see that he's doing that at a young age, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with for a very, very long time.
Cousins struggled in the first couple of games. Since then, seems to have really found his stride. What's been the difference with him in the three wins?
I don't know. You know, I think, I still think we're all seeking to improve. You know, I think he's done a better job, obviously, anytime you win the game. You get a passing marks at the quarterback position. But, I think he just continued to play the position. He's always striving to improve. And, you know, there's always going to be flaws as far as the outside world's concerned. But we're just looking for him to continue to progress, get more and more comfortable with the play calling and us with him, and just continue to grow. And that's what we're doing.
Jay, how do you see DeSean Jackson at this point in his career? He doesn't seem to have the role that he would have had, 4 or 5 years ago with the team. Where is he in terms of his speed and reliability and so forth?
Yeah, he's right where he left off. You know, he's always had the speed. He still does. You know, if you look at the Cleveland game, he had one catch for 5 yards, but he had two pass interferences that were 80 yards of offense, and we've missed a couple big time opportunities to get him the ball down the field, and his numbers aren't where he would like him to be or where we would like him to be, but he still has that top end speed that should scare defenses, and really he's put it on tape, and we're going to try to get him more and more involved. And I know he's doing the best he can to get the quarterback to look his way, so to speak, but he's been a pleasure to coach, and he still has the speed that scares people.
Jamison Crowder is developing into one of the league's better slot receivers. Jay, why is he making such strides this year?
Well, I think that question, I think, also answers why maybe Deshaun's production has gone down a little bit, because Jamison has emerged as a big time weapon. Jordan Reed obviously is a big time weapon. People can cloud Deshaun and leave the middle of the field open for guys like Jamison and Jordan, and they have done a great job in our halfbacks. So, so if you want to take away Deshaun's speed, then, it works out well for Jamison and Jordan in our back. So I think all that goes hand in hand. And the better those guys do, the more opportunities Deshaun will get down the road. So, we're hoping that the quarterback just delivers the ball to the right person given the coverage, and those people that when they have an opportunity to make plays, unfortunately, we have players that can win a lot of different matchups in a lot of different ways.
Your defensive numbers against the rush are probably not where you want them to be right now. Doug Peterson indicated with the change they're going to go through with their offensive line this week that he might lean a little bit more on the running game to get started, which is probably not surprising. Do you feel that's going to be like a point of emphasis for you guys, or that's going to be a place where the game is probably going to, the tone is going to be set early?
So that means Doug's going to throw it 70 times.
I can only assume that coaches are telling us.
Every time you go into the football game, I think your emphasis has to be to stop the run no matter who you play. Even if you're playing New England Patriots, you have to stop blunt, even though they have the greatest quarterback in the history of football. And it's no different anywhere. You have to stop the run, number one. You try to make a team one-dimensional, gives you a better chance. But if a team can run the ball, then their play actions are even better. Their quick game's even better. You get matchup problems because you have to put an extra guy in the box. So we go into each game trying to stop the run. You know, we did a better job last week. Actually, against the Giants and against the Browns, we did a little bit better in the second half. We held, you know, both teams to 0 points or zero touchdowns in the second half. So we have gotten a little bit better, but we still are striving to be a better run-stopping defense.
When you see that the Eagles lose a guy like Lane Johnson and, you know, are going to start a rookie on Sunday, Does that make you guys reevaluate at all in terms of how you want to attack the Eagles defensively, or do you stick with kind of what you already thought was going to work? Is losing Lane that have that big of an impact?
No, I don't think a tackle really does it. You know, I think Lane's a good player, obviously, but I'm sure they feel good about their guy who's going to start, who they say is going to start anyway. But we have to attack the scheme, and what Doug does a great job of, you know, when he did a good job at Kansas City, he's very. You know, he does a great job of mixing it up, you know, with formations and quick screens and the running game, the drill zone read, and then he takes a shot, and then it's back to a screen, then it's the running game, then it's another screen, and then it's his own read. So he really does a great job of keeping defenses off balance where you can't just, okay, let's stop the run. Okay, then, you know, they got a really good passing game with Carson Wentz. So, you know, our job is just be fundamentally sound, be gap sound, and then we got to do a great job of tackling. And that's what really hurt us in our losses. And when we give up big runs, usually somebody's missing a tackle right in the hole. So if we can be gap sound and be secure with our tackles, then I think we'll have a better shot.
Jay, we know about the differences on defense schematically with Jim Schwartz coming in. But what do you, when you look at the film, what do you see different in terms of execution for this defense versus the previous two seasons?
You know, not to take anything away from the last two seasons, I thought their defense was pretty good also. You know, we had some success, but you know, I think the one thing that jumps out at me on tape is their effort for whatever reason. I don't know why. Not to say they didn't give effort last year, but I just think that Coach Schwartz has obviously really instilled a work hard, get off blocks, chase the ball mentality there. And, you know, they're not overly complicated. They do have some defenses that can confuse you, but they really run to the ball, and they do a good job of winning their matchups, you know, especially up front with their four bigs. So, you know, I think they're well-schooled, they're well-disciplined, and then they play really hard.
Jay, what's the availability situation this week with you, Breland and your nickel guy?
Yeah, I think we'll find out today a little bit more. You know, I think that'll be a thing we'll have to determine later in the week. We'll see. They're going to try to do a little bit of something individual, maybe some team drills today, and we'll see where they stand.
What's the big difference in this Eagles team that you've watched just as weeks have gone on?
You know, I think that obviously schematically they're a lot different than they used to be, obviously, you know, with Coach Peterson and Coach Schwartz. So, but I think they're playing with a lot of confidence. Obviously, they're rallying around their quarterback. And that's the big thing is when you can put together three out of four wins, the way they've beaten Pittsburgh and Cleveland, and unfortunately lost a very close one to Detroit where they had every opportunity to win. They're playing a lot of confidence, and confidence breeds success. There's no question about it, and they're definitely a good football team with good players. But when you add the confidence in there also, where they feel like they can win every game, then that helps matters a lot.